Dedication. In The Miracle by John LaRue, a priest named LeBlanc gives a sermon about just how extraordinary Christ's love for Lazarus must have been. A love so fierce and unfaltering that Christ loved Lazarus back to life. Then Father LeBlanc says, "On the last day, we will be asked the only question that matters. Not, were you good or bad? And certainly not, were you successful? Were you popular? Were you rich? But this, only this. Whom have you loved back to life?" This book is dedicated to Manna, Van Jones, Rahel Tesfamariam, and Lilikoi Moon for loving me like Christ loved Lazarus. Preface. Baptize. I've never been baptized, not officially anyway. And although I've had all the formal training to become a minister, I've never been ordained. I have a Master of Theological Studies from Harvard Divinity School, where I trained as a feminist theologian. And I have a Master of Divinity from Union Theological Seminary at Columbia University, where I took that training as a feminist theologian and applied it to the New Testament. Why Divinity School and Seminary? I knew my voice about a forgotten, silenced figure in Christian history would be doubted, because my voice as a woman is not the voice that has dominated and defined the field of theology for millennia. And also, I knew that I would doubt myself, not only my capacity to tell such a sacred story, but also to feel worthy enough to tell it. This is why I studied where I did and for as long as I did, so that my voice might have the heft of academia and the courage of someone who believes in herself. And more importantly, someone who believes in the power and significance of bringing a voice of Christianity that was buried in the 4th century to you who might be changed from hearing it. Feminism for me is the belief in the inherent rights and equality of all human beings. The word theology is derived from the Greek words theos, or God, and logos, or knowledge. So theology, put simply, is the knowledge of God, or the study of the nature of the divine. A feminist theologian looks critically at traditional texts and scriptures of the Christian canon to reveal the systems of power at work within religion as an institution. And what I found during my training as a theologian was a clear understanding of why I've never felt baptism and ordination were meant for me. I found evidence to support my long-held belief that Christ's ministry was about challenging gender norms, not deifying them, and that it was radically, meaning at its root, about love. What I found was a form of Christianity that existed before the 4th century, a Christianity that was such a threat to the existing power structures within the Roman Empire that to profess your faith in Christ meant execution. Why was it so dangerous to be a Christian before the 4th century? To start, as the brilliant author and activist James Baldwin explains, love has never been a popular movement. This earliest form of Christianity was fundamentally centered on love, and this focus on love as an ultimate power decentralized the perceived powers within the Roman Empire. This book begins and ends with baptism. Baptism is an initiation, a ritual that symbolizes rebirth. Rituals hold energy. They are a chance to release the past, what used to be, so that we can start again, so that we can be present now in the life we have in this moment. Each action we take while performing a ritual actively draws a line in the sand between what was and what will now become possible, so that we can step from out of our former self and enter a new reality, a life of our own choosing. There's baptism by fire, by water, by a constant stream of words that bless us from hearing them. Stripped down to its core, a baptism is a rite of passage, a threshold. It's a chance to recognize what has always been true, no matter who we are, no matter what we have done or said. Whether we ever go through a literal baptism or not, we have the choice to become someone new. It just might take several 100 egoic deaths to get there, but more on that soon. Within the